Jesus is king, y'all. Hi, Kevin. Don't be nervous. You got this.
Thanks, Pastor Mickey. Wow, what a pleasure and an honor it is to really be here in front of you guys. I'm like, my heart's pounding right now. I'm like, gosh, I haven't like public spoken in so long. It's been like 3 years. But, you know, it's going to be good. And I'm honored. I'm excited to be here. I think God has a very special message for this house, and I can't really wait to share. I think it's going to be powerful, and it's going to be good. And I believe with the bottom of my heart that my breakthrough will bring encouragement and a longing to go deeper in the faith of the Spirit of the living God. And so recently, you know, my heart has been burning for 99. It's been, you know, the feeling is kind of comparable to how some BTS fans line up for to see a show. But in this case, you know, I'm geared up to see what God is doing in this church and what God is doing in this city. And so what happened, you know, in the last 2 months that I want to share with you guys? I got to go back to the beginning, which was December 31st, 2019. A lot of you guys were probably spending time with your friends, with your family. I was called to the secret place to spend time in solitude with God. And, you know, it's kind of crazy because this is the first for me celebrating this year in that way. The year before, I was at the club. And God is good, you know. He works in mysterious ways. So hours before the new year, I'm sitting and I'm dialoguing with God, and I'm just trying to plan out the year. And I told God a few things. I said, I want to learn what it's like to live out my purpose and my calling from a place of confidence in Him. And I cried out, Father, sustain me all the days of my life. I was trying to begin this year in a new way that only me and God can achieve. And I wanted more of Him, more of His presence in my life. And so my prayer for this year was, Jesus, come and stay, and I will remain in you. Some of my favorite scriptures to go along with this is John 15:4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Psalm 27:4. One thing I ask of the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. And my second prayer was this. I said, God, let this be the year that I come fully alive and be 100% present in everything that I do. And so I met with Mickey and Krista to share in the middle of January. And my heart was just bursting. I felt like I had unlocked the secret to life. You know, it's crazy. I did a bunch of things in January through February. I was a vegan for 2 weeks and survived. I started working out consistently. I started drinking more water, eating more greens, praying, being vulnerable. I went back to school. I started journaling more. And ultimately, I pursued the secret place. And, you know, one day I looked back and I saw that my life was different. And again, it was surreal. And it's just like me just saying, God, more of you, spending more time in the prayer room and just giving Him 5 minutes, you know, and He just begins to multiply your life. Some of the best weeks of my life happened in January, which is crazy because it's just crazy. And I want to note that not only did I invite God into my life, but I did things in the natural to set me up for success. So God also calls us to be, you know, doing our part too. We can't just always ask Him for things and then expect Him to drop it in our laps. We have to be working towards it as well. So this is the year that I became alive and that I'm full of joy. And I spent time pursuing Him. I found myself actively choosing to make more time for Him. He began to reshape my character, crafting me into the man that He always dreamt me to be. I've trained my mind to never doubt the goodness of God. No matter what life throws at me, His love conquers all. I may not understand everything, but I understand that His love is real and His goodness never wavers. So for 99, this is what I have for you guys. As we draw near to emerge as a church and as a family in this city, I came across a few things that I wanted to share. Number one is to have a Christ-like character, you need to develop habits that Christ had. Number two, Christ always prayed and he always sought after the Father. And three, the only way to get people to take responsibility for their spiritual maturity is to teach them habits of faith. Like, those are just so good. Like, I gotta repeat the first one. To have Christ-like character, you need to develop habits that Christ had. I can't stress that more than enough, and he's been teaching me that this whole time. So I'm burning for 99, and I'm burning for more. There's an increase if you want it, and it's made available to you guys every day. There's more. A small sacrifice required will net you so much in return, and I think you just have to let go of the lies that you don't have enough time for God, that you don't have excuses, that you can just let go of the fears. The enemy wants us to feel small and weakless, powerless and weak. And God will challenge you, but he will grow you to be more Christ-like in the end. And I think, I don't know about you, but that's more worth it to me than anything. I've experienced so much fruit in the 2 months, and I'm just curious as to what I'll reap in this whole year. What does 99 look like if we all pressed in a little more and allowed him to sustain us? You know? And so I'll close with this. I felt like God is saying that he's not trying to emerge a new church in San Francisco, but he's trying to form a community of Christ-minded, Christ-like disciples. And there's more for us than we think. Yeah. And so with that, I'll end with we're just praying for a few things. God, we just thank you. We just uplift you in this time. We pray against stagnant faith, Father, that is thriving right now. We pray that you would elevate us to the next level, God, and that we will be able to hear from you, experience you to the fullest in all walks of life, Father. May anyone that we encounter in this next season just be blessed by our presence because you flow through us, God. I pray for deep faith made possible in the secret place, that we will begin to prioritize the secret place more than anything else, more than work, God, because you're more important than what we do. And I pray for the anticipation of breakthrough in this Lent season. As we begin to enter into the 40 days, reflecting on the death and the suffering of Jesus Christ, may we draw closer to you, and may you equip us during this time to go after the one. May you give us breakthrough, Jesus, in this time, and ultimately fall more deeply in love with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's give it up for Kevin. Come on. Wow.